Today, as voters in the state of California decide to kill bilingual education, forcing Spanish-speaking students to learn English by participating in regular classrooms, we take a look at how American students learn foreign language in our schools. I'm Carolyn Elliott. This is With Good Reason. The number of students taking foreign language in Virginia classrooms has steadily increased since 1980. Almost half of public school students study a language in eighth grade or in high school, and the number of foreign language classes in higher ed has almost doubled in that period. But changes in language instruction always engender controversy over what language should be taught, at what age, and of course, at what cost to the taxpayers. We'll continue that debate in a moment. First, as the world continues to move toward one big, happy global marketplace, we wondered how important foreign language fluency is to multinational corporations. Reporter Julianne Welby looks at language education and business in this story.
Eu estou aqui em Washington a trabalhar como professora de português.
If you want to speak Portuguese, Chinese, or Korean, the place to learn is Georgetown University. With the largest school of foreign service in the country, Georgetown has one of the most extensive language and linguistics programs in the world. The most highly enrolled language classes tend to mirror global trends, according to Serafina Hager, Dean of Language and Linguistics at Georgetown.
For example, right after the fall of the Berlin Wall, we had a large number of students who were opting for German and were seeking positions in Europe. And now we see it also in Latin America and, of course, in the Pacific Rim.
So, in addition to Spanish, today more students are choosing to enroll in Chinese, Japanese, and Korean courses. But another linguistics program that's growing at Georgetown is English as a Foreign Language.
Let's take out your books and talk about some of the tips for keeping a conversation going.
Susan Boris teaches one of the EFL classes. In her 8 years as a professor, she's seen a greater variety of cultures attending her class to learn English, and not just to assimilate into American culture, but as a skill to bring back to their native countries.
They express that English is becoming the world language, the universal language, and even though other languages are more predominant, they believe that English will become the language of business and commerce and communication between people of the world. So that's why they're coming.
Bueno, sería, hola, ¿cómo estás? ¿Qué hiciste anoche? Y en inglés sería, hi, how are you doing? What did you do last night?
One Spanish-speaking student is planning to use English when he practices law back home in Panama.
Yeah, a lot of English in my country. You can use it a lot. We also have a lot of clients from other countries, and we used to communicate in English.
And it seems a growing number of Americans are counting on that trend of English being the language of international business. In fact, many multinational companies don't offer formal foreign language training. Take Mobil Corporation, headquartered in Fairfax, Virginia. With about 43,000 employees working in over 140 countries, you'd think a second language would be essential to get hired. But spokesman Bill Cummings says that's not the case.
English is a language of business around the world, whether it's Mobil or any other multinational. The language tends to be English. Learning Swahili, it's not very likely that I'll have an opportunity to use that in a business environment. Or even learning Chinese, it'd be very unlikely that I'd be able to use that in the performance of my job.
And Mobil did recently move into China. But Bill Cummings says the company's strategy isn't to send a cadre of American employees to the Far East, but perhaps send one Chinese-speaking American to help Mobil's new hires in China.
We try to hire individuals with local knowledge and local language capabilities and knowledge of local customs to the greatest extent possible, so it's easier to get someone within the company with that language capability to go to an assignment like that for a period of time until we can train the people in that country to up to our standards of our regular systems.
Another growing Virginia multinational, America Online, is entering new foreign markets. The company's had offices in Europe since 1995, and this year will move into Hong Kong. If you enter the keyword bistro on AOL, you'll find chat areas in many foreign languages, including Arabic. Like Mobil Corporation, AOL is focusing on hiring employees who know Arabic as a first language, rather than Americans who studied that language in college. But despite the corporate trends, Georgetown University Dean Serafina Hager says second language studies are still important for Americans.
It is important in today's interconnected world to be very much aware of a different culture. In the corporate world, cross-cultural understanding really underscores success in business interactions, and it is essential that we all are knowledgeable of another culture. And of course, the easiest way to understand thoroughly a culture is also through its language and culture and literature.
And Hager says it doesn't really matter what language a person chooses to study.
Students graduating with a major in Italian or French are getting the same jobs as those graduating with Chinese. So we can't really say that there is one particular language.
Hager adds that when it comes to learning a foreign language, the earlier the better. But she says the conventional wisdom that adults have a hard time picking up a new tongue is false. Aside from the difficulty of mastering the correct accent, Hager says anyone can and should learn a new language. For With Good Reason, I'm Julianne Welby.